This is David Kopp again, here to talk to you about Blue Like Play-Doh, an inspiring mommy memoir by Trisha Goyer. Blue Like Play-Doh, as its title suggests, is a sometimes whimsical, sometimes surprising, always moving account of a woman's journey through motherhood. About the title. Well, surely you've watched a preschooler working away at the kitchen table with a ball of modeling clay. All that smashing and squishing, rolling and flattening, only to start again. Ah, writes Trisha, the perfect picture of the mothering journey. And in her new book, the one being reshaped like Play-Doh day by day is more often mommy than it is child. In that incessant, often uncomfortable reshaping, Trisha finds for her reader unforgettable insights and transcendent promise. As a working novelist, Trisha knows how to write a memorable page-turner. And hers is a voice that women will want to read to friends over the phone and read again for themselves. In her struggles and triumphs, they will recognize and come to cherish their own. Trisha's story starts, in fact, with considerably more struggle than triumph. A difficult childhood, a haunting abortion at 15, the birth of a child at 17, a marriage before she turned 20. In the midst of her struggles, Trisha discovers a growing awareness of God's presence in her life and a deepening desire to please Him. But she experiences something else too, desperation. Desperation, that is, to prove to everyone, herself, others, God, that despite her public failures and private insecurities, she is not a loser, that she can measure up, be someone, show them, whoever them is, that she is good enough, and maybe even perfect. Ask any young mother about Trisha's secret turmoil, and you'll elicit knowing nods. Especially for Christian moms, it's a performance dilemma that leaves many feeling frustrated, exhausted, and forgotten by God. Forgotten where? Well, in that seemingly endless season of diapers, dishes, ungrateful kids, and sometimes boring, inattentive husbands. For these readers and more, Blue Like Play-Doh will memorably reveal what God can do when a young mother allows Him to remold her toward a higher purpose and a more lasting beauty. Trisha Goyer is the author for Multnomah of Generation Next Parenting and Generation Next Marriage, and a prize-winning writer of romance and historical novels. She hosts a busy blog, speaks to numerous women's groups, and has been a national workshop presenter for MOPS, Mothers of Preschoolers. And now here's Alice Kreider to talk with Trisha about Blue Like Play-Doh.
Thank you for being with us today, Trisha.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Trisha, in Blue Like Play-Doh, you share your feelings of inadequacy as a mom and a wife, which many women are going to relate to. You also talk about wondering if there's any more to life than parenting and feeling badly for dreaming of more. Do you see this as a common struggle for young moms? And what do you hope to convey to your readers about reconciling this kind of inner conflict?
You know, I definitely think it's a struggle. I think as parents, we especially want to love our job. I mean, we chose to have kids, and we chose to do this parenting thing. And so we think, okay, I'm going to give it everything. But sometimes in the middle of it, we wonder, okay, is there more to life than this? We wonder, do I have to pick up these toys for the 100th time, and do I have to make dinner, and isn't there something more exciting? And I think really, as a mom, it was really hard for me to look at other moms and think, okay, everyone else has their act together, and I'm really struggling. And I think by opening up my heart and sharing some of my experiences having young kids at home, sharing some of my fears, some of my questions, some of my doubts, that it allows other moms to connect, and they think, okay, I'm not the only one. I had some other young moms read it just to tell me their thoughts. I really didn't tell them very much about the book or what it was going to be about, but I just wanted to get their feedback. And so many times they said, I'm crying, your chapter made me cry. It felt like there's finally someone who understood me, and I felt like you feel so many times. And it was really good to know that even though I felt inadequate, I could turn to God. But let other young moms know that they can turn to God too.
In your book, you show how choices in your past affected your life as a young mom and wife. You share about one big choice that seemed to paralyze you in shame until you saw what God could do with it. Would you talk about this and how you came to realize that exposing our sin is what breaks its grip on us?
Yes, actually, the hardest thing that I did in my past that was so hard to overcome was having an abortion when I was 15 years old. And I remember after I had my kids and after I was married, it felt like there was something that was always holding me back. And there was this pain and this shame inside. I actually remember sitting in Bible study and looking around and thinking, if anyone knew, they would hate me, knowing what I had done. And I didn't feel like I could do anything for God because I thought, look at who I am. How can I be anyone? How can I do anything for God? And it really was at the point where I came to realize that God has forgiven me for my past, and I needed to forgive myself. And I actually ended up going to a Bible study for women who had abortions and just saying, okay, this is what I've done, and there's other women there dealing with the same thing, feeling the same shame, the same regret. And once we started talking and we all realized that we cannot, you know, do anything to earn God's forgiveness. We cannot do anything to earn God's love, but we just needed to accept it. And once I was willing to accept that love and accept that forgiveness, it just opened up so many parts of my life. I felt like I had freedom and I had a new purpose, not only to live my life as someone who was just so thankful for what God has done, but also to try to reach out to others and share with them that, you know, even though we mess up, that God can continue to use us for His good.
And with that in mind, what is the number one thing you want your readers to take away from Blue Like Play-Doh?
I think it was really hard for me to write because it shares so much of my struggles. And it's so much easier to write about, okay, this is the wonderful things I did as a mother, and these are all the wonderful ways that I succeed. But I think the thing that I hope readers will take away is just the realization that God desires to be with us and connect with us and reach out to us even in the midst of our parenting. And it doesn't matter if we have a really good day and the kids seem to behave and everything seems to go well, or if it's a day that we just think that we've just failed, that we are failing at parenting and at being a wife and at keeping house, that no matter what is going on in any part of our lives, that God is there and He wants to reach out to us. Also, I really hope they see that, you know, so many times we have such big dreams and goals for ourselves, for our parenting, for our marriage, yet God's dreams are so much more. And I really, in this book, share that, how, you know, I would have big goals and dreams and they wouldn't happen. Yet when I'm willing to open my heart to God, when I'm willing to see what was on His heart and see the areas He wanted me to get involved in, that He ended up using me in ways I never expected, through helping to start a crisis pregnancy center, through mentoring young women, through reaching out to people in my community that needed to know about God. And through that, God did amazing things. So really, coming down to, I want the reader to come away with hope that God can use them wherever they are, even if it's right in the middle of parenting.
Thank you for being with us today, Tricia, and sharing your story and the things you've learned. Thank you for your vulnerability and your transparency. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great being here.